This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America and around the world, coming to you live from our great studio. I'm in studio here with Stephen Pickard.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world.
And Steve, we have ourselves a real action-packed show today. We got ourselves upstate New York, one of my favorite places ever.
Oh, the Adirondack Mountains, Lake Placid, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
And joining us, without further ado...
Yeah, Jennifer Holdright is the general manager of the Golden Arrow Lakeside Resort in Lake Placid, New York. Welcome to Travel World once again, Jennifer.
Hi, Stephen. How have you been?
Oh, being doing fine here and looking forward to coming down next week to seeing your hotel and everything.
I know. I'm looking forward to having you.
Oh, it's a great, relaxing time. Tell us a little bit more about the Golden Arrow Lakeside Resort, where you're located, and some of the things that have been happening since your last appearance on the show.
We are located in Lake Placid, New York, which is right in the heart of the Adirondack Park in upstate New York. So in the heart of all the best hiking and fishing and skiing that New York has to offer.
Beautiful thing about the Adirondack Mountains. I mean, myself, the whole Appalachian chain, you know, going north to south is spectacular. But there's something special about the Adirondack, Steve.
Oh, they're so beautiful, and you sit there at the Golden Arrow, and if you have a room with a balcony, and you're looking out over the lake, and you're looking at the people enjoying themselves, just taking a walk around, there's Lake Placid on one side, Mirror Lake on the other. When you're at the Golden Arrow, you're also at the greenest resort in the United States, the only property with a 5 green leaf rating. How does this exactly work?
It's really great, Steven. We actually really take sustainability as part of our corporate culture, and it's really become part of who we are at the hotel. And it also makes my job really fun because I get to look into and research all the new technologies and figure out which ones are the best for us to incorporate at the hotel.
Now, people sometimes say, well, how do we tell if a hotel is really green? And, for example, what do you consider your principal or primary green effort?
You know, I always tell people it's not just one thing. It's a thousand little things. It's making the decision to, not use little plastic bottles that for our shampoos in the hotel, or making sure that we're using the most eco-friendly laundry detergent that there is, or, you know, there are a couple big features as well, like the green roof that we have at the resort, or we have solar thermal panels that we've added this year or last year. And but there's, you know, a million little decisions that get made every day. It's our housekeepers, instead of throwing away, half-used toilet paper rolls, we donate them. Or
which half? It that was a terrible joke, I know. I know if it was my family staying, I know which half I'd donate.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. That is terrible. You're right. You're not coming next week, are you?
Yeah. But no, the one thing that's very special about Lake Placid to me and my family, I mean, I grew up in the upstate New York area, particularly around Schuyler Falls, which is just north of the Lake Placid area. So the entire region holds a very special appeal. Lake Placid particularly made famous in the 1980 Winter Olympics.
That's right.
Now, the holidays are coming up, and U.S. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, people want to get away, maybe a little bit of relaxation, shopping. They want to also take part in sort of the holiday traditions. What kind of packages can they expect to find at the Golden Arrow Lakeside Resort in Lake Placid?
We have all kinds of packages this year, Stephen. Of course, we have our traditional ski packages, which include skiing or boarding at Whiteface Mountain. But then we also this year have incorporated ice climbing packages and cross-country skiing packages, dog sledding. But my most favorite actually is the holiday stroll package that we have that's coming up. Actually, that's just the second weekend in December.
The fourth annual Lake Placid Holiday Stroll taking place December 9th to 11th.
That's right. It's such a great event.
And what What do you see and do on the stroll? Is it, do it, have the merchants put their properties up with decorations? Take us on a stroll through the stroll.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's all of that. I mean, Lake Placid is, you know, such a pristine little alpine village as it is. And then, you know, we really deck it out for the holidays every year. But for the stroll, they have the whole community has come together just to create this flow of really great events, starting on Friday with an artist reception. There's free ice skating. And on Saturday, we've actually this year incorporated a charity run into the stroll. There's a harvest market, story time, shopping, of course, on Main Street, which is so great because there's such unique and diverse little boutique shops. We don't have a lot of chain stores. So a lot of the shopping that you'll find, you know, on downtown Main Street, Lake Placid, are things that you won't find anywhere else, which really makes it fun. And then, of course, at the Golden Arrow, you have Gingerbread House making it Generations on Sunday morning, which is, I think, the highlight of this room.
Well, now that you've touched upon something I really like, the whole, and that sounds really Christmassy as well. Tell us a little bit about the Gingerbread House making.
Oh, it's so fun. We started it last year, and it's free for anybody who's in town experiencing the stroll at our restaurant Generations. And Chef Hun has put together a really actually easy-to-make gingerbread house decorating little kit. And so every child that comes into Generations on Sunday morning gets to make and take with them their own little gingerbread house. Pretty great.
So you have little panels and sheets of fresh-made gingerbread, or do you actually get a chance to cook the gingerbread itself?
No, we have that all already pre-cooked because we have so many kids that come through.
Sure. No, I understand. It's interesting, yeah, sure, though, because there's many different experiences possible there, all of which is fascinating. And I mean, I know when I was a kid, one of the highlights, we would make gingerbread log cabins, which was kind of neat.
Exactly. It's really fun. And, you know, and it's not Santa on Saturday. Santa comes to Mid Park on the fire truck, and that's always a real highlight for the kids. And then there's crafts on Saturday afternoon, so it's kind of like a nonstop thrill of things to do for the whole family.
Now, Generations is a great restaurant in and of itself and works with many local farms. What are some of the special dishes that may be featured on the menu during the upcoming months?
Oh, yeah, it's so great. Well, that's also one of the things about it being a green resort is we then have to also have a green restaurant. So Chef Hunt, our chef, has basically become a local food activist in the last couple of years, and he has whipped together some amazing, amazing dishes that are based almost solely on things that are either grown or raised right here in the Adirondacks.
Now, some of those activities all sounded like they were for kids. Now, if you don't have kids, what can you do, I mean, other than rent some from the hotel?
I know some people wouldn't mind renting you their kids for a little while, a little peace
I
time.
I have some kids they can rent, and I will charge a very low price.
free.
No, they're actually the holiday stroll. For the last 2 years, we've been trying to, you know, of course it's a family event, but we also have been trying to incorporate a lot of things for couples to do because, it's, you know, it's not only for kids, it's for adults too. And so, like, for example, each evening, both Friday and Saturday, a lot of the local bars and restaurants are going to be having live music and featuring specials specifically for the stroll. On Friday, there's an art reception at one of the, actually right across the street from the Golden Arrow, which we're really excited about because it's a local photographer, and he is just supremely talented. There's a harvest market, which is basically like a farmer's market that they're having that Saturday as well. So it's really, there's a lot of things to do for people who aren't traveling with kids.
And you can get more information at 1-800-582-5540 or on the internet at www.golden-arrow.com. Lake Placid, north of Albany, south of Montreal. Easy to get to from both of those major airports. Jennifer, time is coming to a close for this piece, but we're going to be talking to you again later in the season with more things to do winter, spring, summer, and fall at the beautiful Golden Arrow Lakeside Resort, Lake Placid.
Stay tuned to
the Travel. Thank you, and look forward to seeing you next week.
Stay tuned
to the Travel World Radio Show across America.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite. While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you...